The question of when they should time policy changes, when they should do things, is an interesting one. One of the things that puzzled me about the budget was why a lot of the policy changes weren't introduced pretty much straight away. The raising of the pension age to 67 that takes place in 2023 or whatever it is, sometime so far in the future, I wasn't too worried about looking at it, seems to me very strange. If it's a good idea to increase the pension rate, why don't we start to do that next year or the year after? Similarly with many other policy changes, there didn't seem to be a lot of logic to delaying them. If maternity leave is a good idea, why not introduce it pretty much now? Or July 1st this year, let's say. If it's a good idea, we should do it now. The effect on revenue and taxes of all of those delayed policy changes will probably be fairly minor once you wash all of those things out. Some of them were pluses in terms of raising revenue, and some of them were minuses. So it doesn't seem that logical to be delaying them for so long. Perhaps in the case of pension increases, people are now planning to retire soon. You may want to delay that for a year or two, but a lot of the other policy changes that were projected out well into the future didn't seem to be that logical, and maternity leave is a very good example of that. So the opposition have been saying that under Costello they ran surpluses, they would not have had as large a surpluses at this time. The Liberal Party inherited an economy that had already been very much reformed through the previous decade. They continued that reform process, and in general some of the reforms that the Liberal Party introduced were also very good. The GST, as an economist, was a good reform to the economy. But from about 2002-2003, I think the government got probably a little bit lucky. There was a lot of money coming in, and they didn't really use that money as well as they could have. So yes, they had surpluses. And yes, they saved money in terms of getting rid of debt and building up a future fund, but they weren't really very aggressive in terms of managing fiscal policy in a way most economists would like to see, I guess. I think they were lucky more than managing the economy well. And the challenge for the Labor Party now is they're in office in what currently a much more difficult time, so they will have to take some difficult decisions as the economy recovers. Basically, both parties have realised that middle-class welfare is a big winner. It's a big winner electorally. And the Howard and Costello were experts at targeting welfare payments, benefits, family tax benefits and so on to the middle classes, who are ultimately the swinging voters that elect governments. And Rudd and Swan are no different there. They're going to continue to try and channel money to the middle voters and middle class. The problem with that is that gets very expensive. And ultimately, I think governments have to be more responsible in terms of targeting welfare at the lower end of the income distribution, even though they're typically not swinging voters, and not directing so much of the good times to middle class and middle income voters. Australia is starting from a very strong position in terms of our budget position. The IMF and the OECD have been encouraging countries like Australia to, in some sense, pull their weight and do more than their fair share. And what they're saying basically is that the Australian government should be spending more to try and stimulate our economy. And as you know, one or two or three or four, hopefully five or six economies start to grow again, that helps other economies grow. So the feeling of most economists is that the countries in the strongest position, meaning they're starting from the lowest level of debt, should be doing a lot. And I think the IMF and the OECD would, again, like me, quibble with some of the particular policies, but they wouldn't quibble with the level of spending or the deficit or anything like that. They'd be saying that that seems to be appropriate in the current environment. Other countries face a much more challenging environment. So in the US and in Japan, their government already owes 100% roughly of GDP, or heading that way in the case of Japan, and getting heading that way too in the case of the US pretty quickly. And so for those countries, the challenge is, how do you spend enough money to get the economy out of what's currently a very messy situation without raising debt to such levels that it becomes a real problem to pay it off in the future? So that's a huge challenge and a tricky one to manage for countries like, again, particularly the US, Japan, Germany, France, and some of the other European countries. So we are in a good position, having had basically a well-managed, responsible government policies over the past probably 20 or so years. So yeah, there are a lot of countries that are going to find it very difficult in the coming couple of decades or more, because that's how long it's going to take. And certainly in the case of Japan, probably 30 years to pay off the debt levels that they've acquired over the past few years.